Ain't God good? What they sung about tonight, I know about it. He's real. He is real, folks, let me tell you. I hadn't got anything new for you. Nothing new. All I know is Jesus. That's all I know. Enjoyed the song service. I really did. They could keep on as far as I'm concerned. If you didn't enjoy that tonight, you better be checking up. You would wait. I've heard that saying a lot of times. But if you didn't enjoy get something out of that tonight, brother, your sister, what you need something. You really do. I felt the Spirit. And anytime I can feel the Spirit, makes me feel good. Y'all will soon learn me. I'm just who I am. I've been saved by the grace of God. And I know this man called Jesus. I know that for sure. I really do. I may forget everything else that I know. May lose my mind, but I don't believe I'll ever lose that on what's on my mind about that. Y'all pray. I need your prayers. Like I say, I am nothing without Him. He's been with me. He's blessed me. He's helped me out through every situation. And Randy just told me the fall of the Lord, amen, feel at home. Amen. And I have to do this God's way and my way. That's me. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus.
Amen.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Amen.
You can have all of this world, but give me Jesus.
Amen.
When I am alone, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus.
Amen.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world, but give me Jesus.
Amen.
When it comes my time to die.
Yeah.
When it comes my time to die. When it comes my time to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all of this world, but give me Jesus. I know we've had a lot of singing tonight, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, but I had to do that. And I'm going to try my best to follow the Lord. Y'all pray. I've been looking forward to this week, really. First time I came over here, I believe it was Brother Roger Burgess. Well, it wasn't the first time. We've been here several times, but it's been a while. But I think Roger was here when I came, and he handed me the Bible. I got up here, and I looked back, and I said, that's the longest church I've ever seen. It is. It seemed like it's a long, and it still is tonight. But when Randy called me, y'all prayed just for a few minutes. When Randy called, I know exactly what he wanted when he spoke. I know one of these days, Randy, that we'd be working together. I didn't know when, where. But I know that I was either going to help him or he was going to help me. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
And the first time I ever heard Randy Jackson, I said, I want to preach like him. I want to preach like Randy Jackson. Then I heard Lamar Beeson. I said, I want to preach like Lamar Beeson. Then I heard his brother, Donnie. I want to preach like Donnie. The Lord said, I didn't call you for that.
Yeah.
He said, I called you for what you are, who you are. I've got to do it God's way. They've got to do it God's way. Or it won't work. So y'all pray. I don't know which way I'm going to go. I really don't. But God knows all about it. But I know somebody surely needs Jesus tonight. What has been said and what has been sung about, somebody needs Jesus. That's the most important thing in your life. I don't know how old you are. I don't know how young you are. I really don't know. But if you don't know this man called Jesus, let me tell you something. You need to get to know him. You need to get to know this man. He's a very important in your life. Mom and dad is important. Brothers and sisters is important. Grandma and grandpa is important. But let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is the most important thing in your life.
Amen.
They have been in this past few days. I've had scripture after scripture after scripture come. Several years ago, I was in revival over Kenton. And the Lord spoke to me out in the graveyard. We was out there praying. The Lord spoke. He gave me a verse out there, and he said, I want you to read it every time you get up. So that week, I read it every time I got up. It was in Chronicles, chapter 7, 14th verse. I think that's right. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive sins, and I'll heal the land. That's all he gave me. So that night I got up and I told him, I said, I'm going to have to read this scripture. I may not say another word about it. But I read it, and the Lord blessed me. So it went on there, and every time that week I got up, I read that scripture. I've learned one thing in my life that doing this. You better follow the Lord.
Amen.
You better.
Amen.
I've learned the hard way.
Amen.
Y'all pray just for a few minutes. I'll get here in a few minutes. But I read that scripture. The whole week, seen six souls saved. Six souls saved. Wasn't nothing that I'd done, it's what God had done.
Amen.
Then, a few days later, he said, "Now I want you to tell that scripture everywhere you go." I'd done that for 3 years. I believe it was 3 years. I read that scripture everywhere we went, Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, everywhere we went. I had to get up and tell them about that scripture. Pretty good scripture.
Yeah.
It was given, I believe it to Solomon over there. Give it to him for a promise.
Yeah.
And it's still good today.
Amen.
It's still good today. If my people, he's talking about each and every one of us. If my people, which are called by my name, now humble themselves and pray. Church, you want to have a revival this week? Do that.
Amen.
If you're one of him, get out of your heart, of the need of your heart, and call upon him and ask him.
Yeah.
Ask him what we need, what we want, what you want.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And he will.
Amen.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Well, I got another scripture tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Very familiar scripture. First Corinthians. And I don't know where I'll read it all week every time. I don't know yet. But I know he told me to read it tonight. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Listen. Next verse. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God.
Amen.
What will I do with that? I don't know. But eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for each and every one of us. If we listen and pay attention and be obedient. If you want to see things happening, let me tell you something. Trust him. Believe him. It don't matter if you want to come to the altar right now. You're not going to bother me.
Amen.
I'll keep on or I'll get down and pray with you. It won't hurt my feelings a bit. So you do what God has, what God wants you to do.
Amen.
You don't pay no attention to me.
Bless
him. I'll lead you wrong. But you listen to God. Let me tell you. You listen to him. Everything will work out.
Amen.
Everything will work out. Psalms 124. Y'all pray. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how may Israel say? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quickly when the wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snares of the fowl. The snares is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If that had not been for the Lord, folks, if that had not been for the Lord, I couldn't be here tonight. If that had not been for the Lord of our work, it would have not let nothing happen. The Lord was with us. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, let me tell you something. If it hadn't been for the Lord one Tuesday morning, I never would have been saved. One Tuesday morning, we walked to Liberty Grove Church. I sat on the second bench, cutting up more like we're playing. Those three or four boys sitting there. Preacher got up and preached. Did he know what was going to happen? There's a little lady sitting on the other side of the church. She's been praying for some boys. Listen to me now. Every what the Lord tells you to do, do it. She was sitting over there praying. She got up, started across the altar. I know the verse is coming. She got just about right here and I was sitting there. Hit me just like that. I was lost. I was hurting. I was in trouble. Now listen to me. My dad, he loved to sing. Y'all pray. My dad, he loved to sing. And he carried us two boys around every church from Cobb County to Forsyth to Cherokee County, all over just really the state of Georgia. He loved to sing. He sung in a group for a long time. But listen, I had heard about Jesus. I'd heard about this man. All growing up, I heard about him. With the Vacation Bible School, I heard about Jesus. Oh, I know Jesus. I know God. I know him. That Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Then let me tell you something. That Tuesday morning, this is what you're going to have to do. I'm just telling you what God's telling me to tell you. All I can say is like Peter and John over there, that the only thing I tell you is what I've seen and what I've heard. That's all I think I can do.
Amen.
When I got up, I come to God. I started praying. I didn't know how to pray. I really did. My mother, she was there with me. She was praying. I asked her to help. She can't help you. Your mother, your father, your grandparents, they can't help you if you're lost. But you got to be lost. I was lost.
Yeah.
I was hurt. How did I know I hurt? Boy, there was something on the inside. Here it was. But it was tearing me up. I was in pain, really. I was in pain. I was hurting. Then,
something happened.
Yeah. Something happened. I looked up. It was the prettiest view I've ever seen. I didn't hear no whistle. I didn't hear no, didn't see no light. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. But let me tell you what I've seen and what I've heard. For the still small voice. That still small voice spoke. Then I got acquainted with him. I got acquainted with Jesus. He was there and he saved my soul. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side that day, I never would have been saved.
If it hadn't been for the Lord, let me tell you something. All through my teenage years, y'all praise this Lord.
Amen.
I'm just telling you what I've seen and what I've heard. That's all I can do. All through my teenage years, I didn't lose it, but I got out of the will of God. And then that little lady sitting back there, I don't know what I took. She prayed for me. She prayed for me. I had to go 55, 56, 57 Chevrolet before I left to drive. I love to drive. I drove fast, too fast. Don't do that, kids. But let me tell you something, God was with me. He helped me out through a lot of situations. I can look back and I know a lot of times that he was with me because he'd speak.
Yeah.
He said, you don't need to be doing this. You don't need to be in here. You don't need to go in there. Let me tell you something, you better listen to him.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know what would have happened. He could have put me out.
Yeah. He can take you out.
Sure.
You believe that?
Yeah.
No matter what age, it don't matter.
I tell you this.
Remember the cousin, me and him, learned about everything in Dylan. We all got married, had kids. He had a boy. He got killed real young. And I prayed. I said, Lord, why? Every question, Lord, I know you come to, but why, Lord? He was young. He was young. And he'd been saved. He's been saved. He was young. And I said, Lord, why? He said, I know where that boy was going. And he said, I thank you. The Lord can do that, Randy. He said, live, you die, you die. Let me tell you something. If you're going to die, you better have Jesus on your side. Because if it had not been for the Lord,
no telling where I'd be right now. I'm just telling you what I've seen and what I've heard. And that's the only thing I've got for you is Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, on my side.
I told you about the scripture there. In Chronicles. Back in the few months before that, this was back in the days when everything went downhill bad. I worked in the building material place. It got bad. Everybody's losing their job. Building went way down. Banks went down. Everything went down. So they had to close the doors. I didn't have a job. I've been with them 16 years. Didn't have a job. Lord bless me.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about how good the Lord's been to me.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what I've seen and what I've learned.
Yeah, Lord.
I've always been in the auction business. Loved auctions. Still do. I always wanted to do that. The Lord said, here's the opportunity now. But I was still scared. Raise yourself out. Raise yourself out. But when I did, he blessed me. In the meantime, my mother got ill. She was sick. In the meantime, I had that revival coming up. And I had some more revivals that I wanted to go to that month, July. Lost my job. They give me opportunity to do what I wanted to do. I didn't know what was going on. Didn't know what was happening. But he blessed me. Got to stay with my mother for several months. Me and my wife, see, and my brother and his wife, they stayed during the week. The weekend, we stayed during the week. Got to be with her. Got to take care of her. It's her own job. The Lord blessed her. He took care of her. Ain't God good? Can I not live for the Lord?
Yep.
I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But I got to be with her, stay with her, take care of her, and I was there with the last breath before her. What a relief. What a relief to say your mother died, let me tell you something. I seen her there in pain. I seen her there curled up with arthritis and rheumatism. I seen what was happening when she took that last breath. Now that was a relief for her. Because I know where my mother was going.
Amen.
You know about your father, your mother, your kids. You know about them. Huh? You know about them.
Yes, sir.
You ever had a funeral you didn't know that saved or not? Let me tell you, that's painful.
I've had one or two funerals that the spouse didn't know whether it was saved or not.
But why don't you ask them? I thought you got to ask them. Ask the kid, ask your mother, ask your father.
Have you ever been saved?
Mm-hmm. Have you been saved?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Grandpa and Grandma today. Boy, they call out names. They tell you.
They didn't try to embarrass you. They just called your name out. So they're lost. You need to pray for them.
During revival, boy, they'd have a lot of being saved. Have you seen that nowadays? No. My father. Your father. I'm just telling you what I've seen and what I've heard. No.
I've seen it. But anyway, I got to be with mother. Phone started ringing.
Auction started coming in. Thank you, started coming in. You've been blessed and blessed and blessed. The Lord has blessed me. He's been good to me. He has. He's been good to me. That's what I'm trying to tell you about. I know Jesus and I know God.
He'll do that part.
If it had not been for the Lord, He was on my side. If it had not been for the Lord, back in the Old Testament, through Abraham, Isaac, and all through that, if it had not been for the Lord,
if it had not been for Jesus, who came, gave His life for us, for you and me,
hung on the cross, gave His life freely. He took all the sin. I don't know why I'm going like this. I don't know why.
But it's in here.
Hung on the cross, sir. He took all the sins upon Him.
Yes.
For you. For me. For each and every one. He didn't say a word. How much did He love you? He gave His life.
Amen.
He gave His life. If it had not been for Jesus, where would you be now? Huh? Where would you be?
Gave His life for you and me.
Hung on the cross. Took Him to the tomb and buried Him. 3 days. That happened to Jesus. 3 days He arose. Victorious. He done that for you. He done that for me. If it hadn't been for the Lord, who was on our side, where would you be? Where would you be? You know, one time I preached a man at home. He's a little over my head. He preached a message one Sunday. He said, a year from now, I might continue what I'll be doing. 5 years from now, I might tell you what I'll be doing. 10 years from now, I might be telling you what I'm doing. He said, 100 years from now, I can tell you where I'm going. He said, can you tell me from 100 years to right now where you'll be?
Yes.
If you thought about that, 100 years, I'd look around right here. Well, that took me to be left 100 years from now. Where will you be at 100 years from now?
Yes.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side,
yes.
I can tell you where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in heaven.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to be. How about you? Where are you going to be at? I'm not trying to scare nobody. I'm just being me. All I can tell you is what I've seen and what I've heard. But let me tell you something. If you don't know this thing called Jesus, this will be a good opportunity. Come and bow and call upon His name. And believe. And believe. That's all I've done. I believe. I've heard about it. I've studied and sung about it. And I've got acquainted with it. That's what counts.
Amen.
When I got acquainted with it, I told Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, where would I be?
Where will you be? Where will you be 100 years from now? Look around. Look around.
There's a possibility there's some little evil here. It could be around. I don't know. God only knows about that. I can look around and there were evidence. Where would you be? Where would you be 100 years? Think about that just for a few minutes. Get a song, I heard. But think about that. Had not been for the Lord. Had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have been here tonight. You're here for some reason. You may be here just to pray. You may be here for some other reason. I don't know about that. God only knows. When you see it, we'll probably never be this situation sitting like we are right now. Never again. Never again. But where will you be 100 years from now?
If the Spirit has spoke to you and has revealed it to you, listen. Only the Spirit can do these things. I can't. But you listen to the Spirit, what the Spirit tells you. You listen not by these words that's coming out of this mouth, but you listen down on the inside. And you listen to the Spirit, and it dwells with you already. Let me tell you, let the Spirit in you, if you just open up.
Amen.
It dwells with us. You listen to that Spirit. I read over, he said, John, where they're talking about the eye had not been here. The Spirit reveals. The Spirit reveals. God is a Spirit. If we worship Him, we must worship in the Spirit and in the truth. I try my best to tell you the truth tonight. I don't know about the devil. That's all I know. But God, let me tell you something. God is good. They sung about it. How great God is. God is good. He is. It's real, folks. It is real.
Oh, my word. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That's a true story.
Yeah,
that's a true story. He came to a Virgin Mary where the Virgin Mary delivered a little baby boy there. What they call him? Call him Jesus. That is real.
That's real. All them stories I read about, they're real. They're not fiction. What I'm trying to tell you about tonight is a real thing. What you want to do is, that's left up with you. It ain't left up with Randy Jackson. It ain't left up with me. But it's left up with you, what you want to do with it. That what Tuesday morning was left up with me. I could have turned it away. When I got an opportunity, I don't know.
all I know, I was glad that what I did right then, I'm proud of it.
Amen.
I'm proud of it. I'll brag about it. I got saved. I got saved. Saved from what? From going to hell.
Amen.
Two places you're going to go to when you die. And I tell you what, you're going to die. And you ain't no way to get around that. You're going to die.
Amen.
Two places you're going, heaven or hell. So let's left up to you what you're going to do. Right there. Come on. Say when you're ready.